The treeless zone, called the Barren Grounds, or simply the Barrens, extends southwards from the ice-bound shores of the polar seas and gradually merges into the forest region, where it is encircled by a garland of evergreen. The want of trees in this region is caused not so much by its high northern latitude as by the cold sea winds which sweep unchecked over the islands and the flat coastlands of the polar oceans, and for miles and miles compel even the hardiest plant to crouch before the blast and creep along the ground. Nothing can be more melancholy than the aspect of the boundless morasses of arid wastes of the Barrens of Siberia. Dingy mosses and grey lichens form the chief vegetation, and a few scanty grasses and dwarfish flowers that may have found a refuge in some more sheltered spot are not sufficient to relieve the dull monotony of the scene. In winter, when animal life has mostly retreated to the south, or sought a refuge in burrows and in caves, an awful silence, interrupted only by the hooting of a snow owl or the yelping of a fox, reigns over this vast expanse. But in spring, when the brown earth reappears from under the melted snow, and the swamps begin to thaw, enormous flights of wild birds return to the scene, and enliven it for a few months. An admirable instinct leads those winged legions from distant climes to the Arctic wildernesses, where, in the morasses and lakes, on the banks of the rivers, on the flat strands, and along the fish-teeming coasts, they find abundance of food, and where, at the same time, they can, with greater security, build their nests and rear their young. Some remain on the skirts of the forest region. Others, flying farther northward, lay their eggs upon the naked wastes. Eagles and hawks follow the traces of the swimming and strand birds. Troops of ptarmigans roam the stunted bushes, and when the sun shines, the finch of a snow bunting warbles his merry note. While thus the warmth of summer attracts hosts of migratory birds to the Arctic wildernesses, shoals of salmon and sturgeon enter the rivers, in obedience to the instinct that forces them to quit the seas and to swim up the streams, for the purpose of depositing their spawn in the tranquil sweet waters of the river or lake. About this time, also, the reindeer leaves the forests, to feed on the herbs and lichens of the barrens, and to seek along the shores, fanned by the cool sea breeze, some protection against the attacks of the stinging flies that arise in myriads from the swamps. Thus, during several months, the barrens present an animate scene in which man also plays his part. The birds of the air, the finches of the water, the beasts of the earth, are all obliged to pay their tribute to his various wants, to appease his hunger, to clothe his body, or to gratify his greed of gain.